right, well, remember the guy that was going to be Donald Trump's worst nightmare? You're right, that's a long list. Depending on who in the media you ask. But this guy, man, he had hundreds of interviews on CNN and MSNBC and Fox News, mostly the first two and a couple on the last. He was everywhere. He was the guy that was going to bring Trump down. He had the dirt. He knew what was going to go on. Not Michael Cohen. Good guess. Michael Avenatti. Remember him? Oh, yeah. He was going to run for president, man. He was Stormy Daniels' attorney, the creepy porn lawyer. Yeah, he was going to be the guy that brought it all down. Well, you know where he's staying now? He's staying in 24-hour lockdown in a jail cell in New York City that was formerly occupied by El Chapo. That's right. El Chapo Guzman used to sit in this jail cell. That's where Avenatti is now, accused of fraud and stealing money and generally disgusting and dastardly behavior. He's accused of much of the same in California. But Michael Avenatti, the president's worst nightmare. This guy has the dirt. And I remember Don Lemon and these other clowns at CNN fawning all over this guy. Oh, he's the guy. He's got the dirt. No. No, he doesn't. He's just another rodent out in the sunlight, another dirtbag trying to get into the limelight. Good luck, Michael. We're all rooting for you. All right. So here's a little something for you in the Hillary update. Of course, Hillary's got this new documentary coming out, simply called Hillary on Hulu, I believe. And it's being previewed here at the Sundance Film Festival. And then it'll be out. And in the documentary, clips have been released. One in particular where he says Bernie Sanders, nobody likes him. Nobody wants to work with him. He's never done anything. Well, the president, speaking with Maria Bartiromo, got a kick out of that. Thought that was kind of cute. Thought he should maybe say something about that. And he was asked about it. Bite number eight, the president getting a chuckle out of Hillary attacking Bernie Sanders. Bite number eight. Go.
Clinton about Bernie. She said, no one likes him. No one wants to work with him. He gets nothing done. Pelosi has him, of course, in jury duty at the impeachment trial. Are they colluding against Bernie again?
Well, they are. They're really trying to take it away from him again. I mean, when Hillary says nobody likes him, nobody likes her. That's why she lost. I mean, nobody liked her. She had every advantage. She had this big machine behind her. She had the Obama. She had that. She had everybody behind. And it wasn't even close. You look at 306 to 223. She's the one that people don't like. I mean, I think if I had my choice in terms of personality, I might take him over her, but I probably would take neither.
Onto the impeachment.
And Biden's going to be interesting because he can't string together a sentence. And if he makes it, you know, he seems to have a little bit of an edge right now, but it's rapidly disappearing. Bernie is surging. There's no question about it. And Bernie seems to be the one the party wants. But my attitude is whoever it is, it is.
We'll see what happens there. He's right. Brand new polling overnight from Emerson. Joe Biden, 30%. Bernie Sanders, 27%. That's national polling, of course. Just 11 days now until the Iowa caucuses. We'll see how that goes down. But right now it's Bernie and Biden heading for the finish line. In a distant third is Elizabeth Warren and, of course, Mayor Pete Buttigieg. Now, the problem for Bernie is he gets to sit in D.C. again today for hours on end because of the impeachment trial. That's where he'll be stuck. Joe Biden will be out on the campaign trail in Iowa. But I want to share something with you from Joe Biden that I find shocking. And we missed it a couple of days ago at this liberal get-together where we had some comments from different people. But Joe Biden says he would fire ICE agents for enforcing the law. Joe Biden would fire ICE agents for enforcing federal law. He'll do that on executive order on day one, he says, as president of the United States. But worse than that, Joe Biden says he would fire ICE agents that had the nerve to arrest illegal aliens who are caught drunk driving. I can't make this up. Joe Biden is going to bat for illegal aliens who drive drunk on the streets and roads of America. Listen to this. It's quite shocking. It's bite number nine. Bite nine. Go.
What exact changes would you bring to ICE as an agency?
I would hold ICE agents accountable if, in fact, they stepped over my executive orders, which is no arrest of anyone outside of their school. Look at the, you know, one of the things that's happening is, particularly for Latino and Hispanic kids, is the incredible pressure on them in terms of their sense of security. They go off to school wondering whether when mom comes and picks them up, is she not going to be there because an ICE agent was there to arrest her? Or she takes them to the doctor, that she's going to not be there because she is, quote, undocumented, and an ICE agent is going to pick them up.
So how do you change the culture?
You change the culture by saying you're going to get fired. You're fired if, in fact, you do that. You only arrest for the purpose of dealing with a felony that's committed, and I don't count drunk driving as a felony.
So we're supporting illegal aliens that drive drunk in America. There's a policy initiative for the mothers of America to consider, because it's all of these suburban moms that have to make a decision, right? We've talked about this previously on the program. If you have a drunk driving conviction in the United States, you are permanently barred from entering the nation of Canada. If you have a drunk driving offense ever in your lifetime, you can never go to the nation of Canada. That's what our liberal friends to the north decided was best and safe for their country. Meanwhile, we've got Joe Biden here, who says he would fire ICE agents who have the nerve to enforce drunk driving laws and arrest illegal aliens on drunk driving arrest warrants because it's not a felony. Are you joking me right now? I mean, is this some sort of a joke, Mr. Biden? You're defending those that drive drunk on the streets and roads of America, causing how much damage and death and mayhem and destruction and tearing families apart? This is what you support, Joe Biden? Firing the ICE agents for supporting the law of the United States and defending the rights of an illegal alien who's driving drunk in America? That's your stand? That's your position? That's your point of view? This is why you come here, because you won't hear this anywhere else. It's the Steve Gerber Show.
You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gerber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me. And I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.